Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, I want to go again to the phone line and to Independent Ireland MEP candidate for Midlands Northwest, Ciarán Mullooly. Now, Ciarán, even casual watchers are addled by what's going on as we enter into this Wednesday of the count. How are things going? Have you got a handle on it? What's happening?
If I knew the answer to that, Claire, I'd be a very rich person. It's all to play for still. We just had the 11th count at the Castlebar Count Centre. The distribution after the elimination of Pauline O'Reilly's vote of the Green Party, so 15,000 votes up for grabs there. And I think, not surprisingly, two ladies in particular did well. The woman vote held well together. Maria Walsh was the big winner on that one. She took over 2,700 votes. And Nina Carberry also did well, over 1,100 votes. I suppose critically from my perspective, I'm watching my own transfers and those of Michelle Gildernew, and we're pretty much the same. We levelled out on that one, both just less than 500 votes, so no change in terms. I suppose my position is, I'm watching the Sinn Féin transfers because I'm aware that there will be a big one coming later today, if not tonight, Claire, the distribution of Chris McManus's vote when he's eliminated. That's the critical one. But I also have to keep an eye on the Blaney vote coming down the line. So it's far from over. I'm being cautious. I think there's two coming in the marathon behind me, and they will catch up at some stage. I just have to hope I'll stay ahead. Mm.
So is your assessment that you're going to be battling it out with Michelle Gildernew for the final seat? Is that where your head is at?
That's a principal concern. But you know what? If the Blaney vote transfers well to Lisa Chambers, Claire, there's a possibility Lisa Chambers could also pass me out. Mm-hmm. So we've got to look very carefully. We're being told that the Blaney vote will not go all to Fianna Fáil, and it certainly won't go to the Cowan department, apparently. But we're told it may well go to Lisa Chambers in big numbers. So it's really all to play for still. I have to. The couple of distributions coming up now are critical. We have John Waters will be eliminated now. He's over 15,000 votes as well as we distribute. Actually, 17,000 votes. Again, I'd be hoping to pick up some there. There's a Roscommon connection as well on that one. But we've got another couple of big ones this afternoon. Peter Casey, of course, to come from Saoirse McHugh. So it's all to play for. But I, from my personal point of view, I think I have to pick up 5,000 votes today so that I can be ready for the transfer of Chris McManus's votes when they will inevitably come.
All right. Well, people can watch out for that. So if that's where you're putting a 2,000, 3,000 or 5,000 votes today in order to keep you in the running. Ciarán, thanks for taking our call. Ciarán Mullooly there, Independent Ireland MEP candidate for Midlands Northwest, where that count is continuing. And as you've been hearing, just 5 MEPs have so far been elected, with 4 in Dublin and 1 in the South constituency. But you'll have updates on RT Radio 1 throughout the day as the news continues to come in.